It is I, once again. And this is an audio post that I meant to do a couple of days ago. I just never got around to it. I got sidetracked, as so often happens. I'm not a very good multitasker. But this topic for this post is selective service frustrations. Now, what do I mean exactly? Well, most of you know that I am attending Antelope Valley College. I am loving the classes that I am attending. However, one of the useful things that allows me to go to Antelope Valley College is financial aid that is provided. This financial aid allows me to do such things as purchase a textbook, which I will likely have to do, and purchase a new computer, which I desperately need to do. Well, all was fine with my financial aid last semester. This semester, I'm running into a bit of a snag, though, and it's actually a snag that I ran into last semester, but they gave me a pass on it. Basically, one of the requirements in order to get financial aid is that you, if you are a male and you're between the ages of 18 and 25, apparently federal law requires that you must register with Selective Service. This is something I did not know until I saw that form. I mean, hell, I thought they did away with the draft years and years and years ago. That's what it seems to me like Selective Service is. But anyway, even though I'm well over that age range, I apparently was supposed to have registered or something, and since I did not or whatever, I have to fill out a form, send it to them, to the Selective Service people, and they have to send it a letter, a Selective Service status letter, back to me. I then take that status letter and turn it into the financial aid office. What being a part of Selective Service has to do with me getting financial aid, or anyone getting financial aid, I have no idea, but it is a ridiculous requirement that they have in order for me to receive it. Well, I sent in the form because I never received the form last semester, and I noticed there was a hold on my record. And when I went to the financial aid office to inquire why I have a hold on my record, they're like, oh, we never received your Selective Service status letter. I'm like, well, that's because I never received it, but I sent the form in. And they're like, well, why don't you send it in again? So I did. Got the form, filled it out again, sent it in again. I personally bought the stamp that sent it on August 7th. And it's now August 30th, and I'm still waiting for them to send me a letter. They say it could take anywhere from 90 days to like 4 to 6 weeks. So I thought I would check to see if maybe I could get a pass again to perhaps allow me to get my financial aid sooner so that I could get my new books or my new book and get my desperately needed new computer so I could do my work that I'm going to be doing the rest of this semester. Well, they won't allow me to get to have leeway on that this semester since they gave it to me last semester. That's what they tell me, the financial aid office. So I'm basically stuck waiting on Selective Service to do their work, which who knows when or even if they're going to send me the stuff. I would really hate to have to drop out of my classes just because of Selective Service. It's a really stupid reason to have to drop out. Especially when I've enjoyed my classes up to this point, and I've actually made friends. In fact, last night I actually went to dinner with some friends. It was totally awesome. And I'm going to make a part two of this boo, because we're almost out of time on this one. But part two will kind of reflect on what's going on, and you know, thoughts and comments on this are very much welcome. It's insane. That's all I know. It's insane that they're requiring this. It's insane that I have to wait. I'm not a good waiter when I need the funds. Not good at waiting.